Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. Come to me, all you who labor and are burdened, and I will give you rest, says the Lord. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. When Jesus saw the crowds, he went up the mountain, and after he had sat down, his disciples came to him. He began to teach them, saying, Blessed are the poor in spirit, for there is the kingdom of heaven. Blessed are they who mourn, for they will be comforted. Blessed are the meek, for they will inherit the land. Blessed are they who hunger and thirst for righteousness, for they will be satisfied. Blessed are the merciful, for they will be shown mercy. Blessed are the clean of heart, for they will see God. Blessed are the peacemakers, for they will be called children of God. Blessed are they who are persecuted for the sake of righteousness, for there is the kingdom of heaven. Blessed are you when they insult you and persecute you, and utter every kind of evil against you falsely because of me. Rejoice and be glad, for your reward will be great in heaven. Gospel of the Lord. Alleluia. 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 The Beatitudes elaborate a concrete way how we can love like Jesus. Jesus came on earth to love every person next to him. We are invited to do the same thing. We thank the Lord he provides different people, family members around ourselves in a way to help us to love them concretely. It's not always easy. It's important for us we keep Jesus in our heart and then trust everything in his hand. We don't have to trust our capacity. God is providing for us. It's important every moment just hold to the importance of mutual love. Where there is love, there is a presence of the Lord. And that's where the Holy Spirit will come to give us light, strength, and hope. Let our life today be a sign of hope, be a sign of love, of mutual love. Let's ask that Jesus to give us this grace. We trust in him. He will give us the grace to live up to our call every moment. Jesus, we trust in you.